Couple of sports notes. Mariners are now down 4-1 in the ninth, and the Rangers are winning 3-1 in the sixth.
It's not good.
No.
Does that take it with a
That would be
a
within
game?
A half.
Half game?
Of Texas, and then I don't even know what... see, I think... Well, Kansas... So here's more sports news. Bobby Witt left the game tonight for the Royals.
Uh-oh.
In the sixth inning.
That's not good. I'm looking here. Royals are up 2-1 on the Twins in the top of eight. And yeah, the Rangers, like you already mentioned, that 3-1. So that's not good news. It's not good.
Well, at least the Astros may lose. The Rangers hold on. But the Rangers are sneaking up. The other thing is the Chiefs pulled off quite a field goal at the end of the half against the Chargers. It's halftime. Chargers lead 13-6. But with 14 seconds left and no timeouts, the Chiefs were able to shuffle their field goal unit on, and they got the kick off, and Butker made it from 59 yards.
I'll tell you what, the Chiefs just have a way of stealing little points like that. How much you want to bet that comes back?
Oh,
at
guaranteed.
At the end of this game,
they're
going to
so
be like,
good at that.
Son of a gun. And by the way, a lot of people now being introduced to Carol G for the first time.
Yeah, who's this?
She's a huge
halftime act.
She's a huge Brazilian pop
star.
Her name's
Carol?
Carol G.
Carol with a K.
Yeah.
She looks like Shakira.
She has a, yes. She is a big.
She looks
big,
like a mix between Shakira and Fergie. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I could see that. So she's big. I think she might actually be like Colombian or Venezuelan, but she's like a Latin pop star. She might be Brazilian, though.
Well, I got to tell you, she's a smoke show.
All of the all of my jiu-jitsu guys that are Brazilian just are obsessed with Carol G.
She is Colombian.
She is Colombian. So, yes, if you're seeing Carol G for the first time, yes, she's a big deal, and yes, she is indeed that hot.
And she's 34.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at those pineapples on her tatas
there. It's greatness.
It's a great-looking outfit.
There's a lot of men right now having to turn to their wives and be like, yeah, honey,
I'm going to go get a beer.
There's also a serious spike going on in Google searches around America. Who
totally.
Is Carol G?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the latest.
Carol's good from about 59, too. I mean, that's...
Here's the latest anxiety for the kids, the Gen Zers, you know. Mm. And it is called refueling anxiety.
Oh,
refuel anxiety.
No, it's not.
It is.
Gas stations?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Nearly two-thirds of young people are anxious about refueling their cars, a new survey has found. Online car retailer Cazoo found that 62% of 18 to 24-year-olds suffer from what researchers have called refuel anxiety. This was almost double the proportion of the total 2,000 respondents who reported anxiety at the gas station.
Why are we raising the softest?
Which was 39%.
Group of just sponges of all time.
And if you have a problem here in Oregon where you have choices, you can allow someone to help you or you can just do it yourself, then you have a real problem.
This is embarrassing.
Outside of concerns over sky-high fuel prices, young drivers reported fears over parking close enough to the pump, identifying the correct type of fuel, or competently operating the petrol nozzle.
No, no.
Researchers said the stem of the worries related to fear of making a mistake in public. Have you ever effed up at the pump? I have.
How so?
Well, it's
how
like...
How do you eff up at the pump?
Well, sometimes they're like faulty pumps or like the latch doesn't work or something.
Oh, well,
and then when you take it out, like this wasn't too long ago.
You spilled gas
everywhere? Yeah, oh God, it was all over my feet. Oh. I spilled it all over the place.
No,
I threw my lit cigarette on it.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm sure I've had ones where you like you dribble a little bit or what. I can tell you I don't think I've ever had a catastrophe where I've been like, oh my God, what just happened?
I could have. In Oregon, in college, where I was not used to other people doing the service on the pump, I thought that the service was done, and I pulled away from the pump with the pump still in there. And it didn't rip it out of the ground or do any damage to the car. I got lucky, but it could have been bad.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe the closest thing is I've had where the pump doesn't work. Like, you go to one, and you're, like, trying to do the card, and it won't, so you go to another one. But again, that's not my fault. It's just that the reader didn't work.
So what they're doing is they are asking their partners or family members or friends to fill up for them.
Wow.
Some of them are also saying, a quarter of them, 25%, said that they run out of gas because they're so hesitant to refuel.
I just... I try not to be, I'm trying not to be judgmental to this generation of kids, because we all face our own different circumstances and challenges, but sheebus people.
Well, since the 80s, well, we talked about this the other day. My kid was not like this, but I do have family members, kids who were like this.
Yeah.
They don't want to drive.
No,
like
that's a real thing.
That is a real thing.
Yeah.
And so this is saying that since the 80s, the number of 17 to 20-year-olds that hold a full driver's license has been cut in half.
Yes. I buy it.
Yeah,
that's crazy to me.
I know from my kids and their friends, I am shocked at the number of friends that they have brought over, or my son's first two girlfriends, neither one of them had a driver's license. And I was like, what? He goes, I have to drive them around everywhere. And I'm like, you should. I've even offered. I'm like, because neither one of them had like a dad that was really around. And I was like, dude, I will teach you how to drive. I'm like, well, use your car. I'm like, I'll teach him. And they've both been like, no, like, I don't want to. Like, I don't want to learn. I'm like, how?
Yeah, I was in college when my youngest stepsister should have been getting her license. And I'm like, so, like, what's it going to happen? And she's like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, don't you want to drive? And she's like, well, my mom and Aaron, her older sister, like, they can take me. And I'm like, really? You don't have a desire to do this?
Now, the BTJ didn't learn to drive till college, but she was in Japan. And in Japan,
a little different.
No one drives. But when she got here, she was like, oh, yeah, there's no public transportation. You have to drive. And that's the thing. In other countries, Europe, you can get away with that. Here, everything is designed around driving. Like, you just Uber everywhere?
Do you, would you care to guess the, so about 96% of Gen Zers in this same survey said they have anxiety over this one sort of maneuver.
In a car?
Yeah.
Parallel parking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
96% said they have anxiety over parallel or reverse parking.
Yes. Even though...
96%.
Even though almost all modern cars have backup cameras and sensors and warnings, and my God, some of them park themselves.
People are still bad at the angles, though, and it's an opportunity, one, for an accident, and two, for embarrassment.
Someone said, do it for me instead of show me how to do it. Sounds exactly like my kids.
That's
another one, I have never hit my kid, but if he ran out of gas because he was too afraid to stop to get gas, I might start.
Hey, don't hit your kids, okay?
No, but I will tell you, that would be a problematic phone call. Dad... I need you to come get me. What happened? I ran out of gas. Well, did you know? Yeah, I just was too scared.
I didn't really want to go.
So I just kept driving, and I didn't know if I would run out. Make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face.
We may
have to.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Make America great, bitch. All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan.